and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Augustine, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Be Imitators.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We instruct you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to shun any brother who walks in a disorderly way and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked, so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have a right, but rather we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you may imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should one eat. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul's. This is the sign in every letter. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. The word of the Lord. Today, the church celebrates the feast of St. Augustine. He was one of the greatest theologians in the history of the church. And for Dominicans, he's our spiritual grandfather. We follow the rule of St. Augustine. Children learn by imitating, for good or for bad. And many people today are following the way of the young St. Augustine. Although he was very intelligent and he often wasted his time in school, and he wasted the money of those who paid for him to attend. He ran away from home, and he slept around with anyone who would look at him. And he finally settled down with one woman with whom he had a son, a Adeodatus. Yet, in pursuit of all of this wealth and fame and reputation, he deserted her later, thinking only of himself. But why did he remain so immature? What eventually saved him and changed him and transformed him? He ultimately became a great saint, because he was seeking truth. Originally, it was intellectual truth, even religious truth, because he had left the faith of his childhood. But contrary to what he thought, truth was not found in his books or in his intelligence. Rather, truth was found in a person, Jesus Christ, who said he was the truth, the way, and the life. Jesus Christ came to him through the words and actions of some of his friends, and he was eventually overwhelmed by the love of God. Let us pray for all those people today who are so confused and lost, that they may find Jesus the truth. Let us pray for ourselves, too, that we may always walk in the truth. May people be open to God, to a God who pursues them and seeks a relationship with them. Saint Augustine, pray for us.